Welcome to the Christmas Crunch Podcast. It's only 36 days until Christmas Day. Have you procrastinated in getting your Christmas plans together? Well, you're not alone, and I want to help. Hey everyone, I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm guiding you through 24 days of creating a Christmas plan so you can calm the Christmas chaos for 2019. Today is day 19 of the Christmas Crunch, and our topic for today is Christmas entertaining. Entertaining during Christmas can take on many forms: invitations to parties, parties you host, family holiday get-togethers, etc. We might not consider many things we do entertaining, but for our planning purposes, any event you're hosting where you invite someone to your home should be considered entertaining. Ask yourself the following questions to help define your entertaining goals. Use the Christmas organizing form, entertaining questions, or a sheet of paper to write your answers down. What type of parties do you like? Formal, casual, during the day, at night, activity related, small gatherings, lots of people, adults only, children included, types of food, etc. Next, how many and what type of gatherings would you like to host this year? And then make a list of foods you normally serve at parties. And finally, do you want to give your guests a party favor? If so, list out some ideas of what you might like to give for each party you plan on hosting. Now that you have put some focus on your entertaining, let's work on some planning. The first thing we need to do is create a party and gathering list. On this list, list out any party or entertaining you will be doing at your house. Once you've decided on the entertaining you will be doing this Christmas season, fill out a party planning form for each event. Fill out a Christmas organizing party planning form or on a piece of paper indicate the following: the party theme, the date and time of the party, the location, how many people you will invite, and will you be giving party favors? Don't forget to list out any items attendees need to bring and the RSVP deadline along with the date you need to send the invitations out by. Next is your party guest list. It's important to fill out a guest list form so you know who you invited, contact information, and their RSVP answer. This also helps to see who is not RSVP'd so you can know who to contact. It's also a good idea to mark any dietary restrictions they may have so you can make sure you have something to eat for everyone. Finally, on this form, mark down the total number attending from the family so you have a correct headcount. Our next list is for party favor ideas. If you want to send your guests home with a little remembrance of your event, write down ideas you have come across to use as favors. Indicate if it is something you will make or something you will buy. If it is a purchase, indicate your purchase location. Use this list to fill in the party favor section on your party planning form. A party is not a party without some food. With a little planning, party foods do not have to be overwhelming. Make a list of the foods you'll be serving along with the type of food: appetizer, main dish, side dish, dessert, etc., and where to find the recipe. It is always a good idea to put a copy of any recipes in your Christmas organizing notebook to have it easily accessible. Another good thing to do is to mark whether or not you need a serving dish and what kind so you can know if you need to borrow or purchase additional ones. Running out of serving dishes is always a fear of mine. Lastly, indicate if you will make the food item or purchase it already made. If you're purchasing it, make sure you mark the date you ordered it and when to pick it up if it's a catered item. The last thing I want to encourage you to do is to make a list of Christmas party needed items. Make a list of items you may need help with at a party or a gathering you are hosting. This list will allow you to know what you might need if someone asks, "Can I bring anything?" Some people say people asking do not really mean it, but I know when I ask, I do. Don't be afraid to ask for help, whether it is a serving dish or an extra bag of ice. If they do not mean it, they will not ask the next time. Put this form with your party planning sheets for each party. Don't forget to mark your parties on your calendar and let others know about the date as a save the date type of thing before you send out your formal invitations to get on their calendars. For more information on Christmas entertaining, join the Candy Cane Club via Patreon to get full access to all the materials in the Christmas Crunch, including over 100 pre-made forms to use in your Christmas notebook. Details can be found on ChristmasOrganizing.com. Thanks for joining me today. Tomorrow's topic for the Christmas Crunch is decorating. I know some of you may already have your decorations up, and that's awesome. But for those of you who have not, we will talk some tips and tricks to decorating. Don't forget to join our email list and like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. You can find all the links at christmasorganizing.com. Merry Christmas, everyone.